感谢主，我们晚上继续来学习神救赎的计划。
Praise the Lord, this evening we'll continue to study God's redemptive plan.
我们已经看过使徒时代的工作。
We have looked at earlier the works of the apostles.
圣灵降临之后，开始从耶路撒冷一直到罗马。
We have seen how the Holy Spirit worked with the church, starting with Jerusalem all the way to Rome.
这个从使徒行传里头，我们看到当时使徒时代的圣灵的工作。
From the book of Acts, we read about the work of the Holy Spirit at that time.
依照神救赎的计划，圣灵的工作分为两个时期。
According to God's redemptive plan, the work of the Holy Spirit consists of two periods.
就是秋雨与春雨的两个时期。
Which can be labeled the period of the autumn rain and the period of the spring rain.
我们看，先看《生命记》啊，十一章。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11.
生命记十一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 11.
生命记十一章十四节
，Chapter 11 verse 14。
那个十三节开始说：“你们若留意听从我今日所吩咐的诫命，爱主你们的神，尽心尽性侍奉他。”十四节
，14，
他必按时降秋雨春雨在你们的地上，使你们可以收藏五谷、新酒和油。这里就是神特别对以色列百姓这样吩咐。
These were the instructions of the Lord to the Israelites.
他们如果能够遵守神这样的吩咐
，If they obeyed God's commandments,
爱主尽心尽意尽性来侍奉他。
If they love the Lord their God and serve Him with all their hearts and with all their souls,
那神就会按时降下。秋雨春雨在他们的地上。
Then God would give them the rain for their land, the early rain and the latter rain.
他们就会可以收藏五谷、新酒和油。
And they may gather in their grain and their new wine and their oil.
现在我们看到，耶尔书第二章。
Please now turn to the book of Joel, chapter 2.
耶尔书第二章。
Joel chapter 2.
二十三节。
Verse
23. 耶尔书是在预言末后的事情。
The book of Joel is about the last days.
我们看耶尔书第二章二十三节。
Please read Joel chapter 2 verse 23.
那你说西安的民啊，你们要快乐，为主你们的神欢喜，因他赐给你们合宜的秋雨，为你们降下甘霖。就是秋雨、春雨和先前一样，这里在预言说西安的民你们要快乐，为主你们的神欢喜。
The prophet prophesied, "Be glad, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God."
因为神要赐给你们合宜的秋雨。
For He has given you the former rain.
这个是使徒时代的圣灵要来了，要降临。
This is a prophecy about the coming of the apostolic church.
所以在二十八节那里说，以后我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
Verse 28, it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
五旬节圣灵降临之后，彼得站起来做见证的，从这个圣经开始。
That is why after the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up and quoted from this passage.
这个就应验了耶尔。先知所预言的了。
He said, "This is a fulfillment of the words of the prophet Joel."
那看回来二十三节。
Let's read verse 23 again.
先降下秋雨，然后呢，说还为你们降下甘霖，就是秋雨、春雨和先前一样。
God gives the former rain or the autumn rain, and then the latter rain.
两个时期，秋雨跟春雨的这个圣灵的工作。
So these are two periods. The former being the autumn rain and the latter being the spring rain.
我们再看一下雅各书第五章。
Let us turn to James chapter.
雅各书第五章。
Chapter 5.
雅各书第五章第七节。
Chapter 5 verse 7.
雅各书五章七节。
James chapter 5 verse 7.
弟兄们呢，你们要忍耐等候主来。看，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。八节。
Eight.
你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。这个雅各告诉我们要忍耐等候主来。
James exhorts us to wait patiently for the coming of the Lord.
主什么时候来？
When will the Lord come?
要直到得了秋雨春雨，就是这两季的那个雨季。
He will come after the early and the latter rain.
主再临之前呢，就有秋雨春雨这两季的工作。
So before the Lord comes, there will be two periods. One being the
秋雨是早雨圣灵，撒种的灵。
Which is the early rain, the rain of the season of sowing.
春雨是晚雨圣灵，是收割的灵。
And the second period is the period of the latter rain, the season for harvest.
那我们末后的增加会是春雨圣灵建立，要来完成最后收割的工作。
The church is in the last days was established when the latter rain, the Holy Spirit of the latter rain came.
说雅各这个很明显是在勉励我们，应当要坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。
James says, "Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand."
所以今天我们要看神救赎的，就是这两个圣灵的工作就分为这两个时期。
So this helps us understand that the work of the Holy Spirit consists of two periods.
那秋雨跟春雨之间是隔了一个冬天。
Between the autumn rain and the spring rain, there is a winter period.
那现在我们看这个图。
Let's look at this chart.
所以主耶稣成全救恩复活升天之后，降下圣灵来就建立教会。
After the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, he sent down the Holy Spirit to establish the church.
那这个圣灵就是建，就是撒种，将真道撒在这个世界。
And through the Holy Spirit, the seed of the gospel was sown in the world.
撒下真道的种子，建立教会的根基。
And having sown the seed of the truth, the Holy Spirit laid the foundation of the true church.
那以后啊，教会的发展到后来使徒的末期的时候。
Towards the end of the apostolic period,
他们就发现败子出现了。
Tares began to surface in the church.
怎么教会里都有败子出现？
How could tares appear in the church?
他们开始很惊奇，但是呢，明白了这个是也是必然有的事情。
Some believers were surprised, but they were told that this had to be.
因为就是仇敌撒的。
Because the enemy had come and sowed the tares.
其实呢，种子里都已经有了，在主耶稣拣选的十二个门徒已经有一个。
But actually, even among the good seeds, there was already tares because one of Jesus' chosen 12 was a tares.
看约翰福音十七章。
Please turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
十七章十二节。
Chapter 17, verse 12.
说我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名，保守了他们，我也护卫了他们。其中啊，除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。这件事情是应验圣经的话。
What happened was to fulfill the scripture.
圣经就是神的计划。
The scripture consists of God's plan.
每一件事情都按照神的计划应验的。
Everything must happen according to God's plan.
主耶稣要拣选十二个人，是整夜祷告神拣选的。
Our Lord Jesus prayed all night before he chose the 12 apostles.
如果主耶稣按照自己的意思啊，不会拣选这个犹大的。
Had Jesus done things according to his own will, he would not have chosen Judas.
因为他要卖我，我拣选他干什么？
He knew that Judas was going to betray him, so there was no reason to choose him.
你一定要这样做。
Choose him. But it was God's sovereign will that he must choose Judas.
只有这样解释。
That is the only logical explanation.
没有其他的理由。
There were no other reasons why he chose Judas.
所以这个神的计划，因为神圣经上早就这样应验了。
This was God's plan, and this had been prophesied long ago in the scripture.
那么神的旨意才会成全。
This was how God's will could be accomplished.
那么 所以教会里面有败子出现，这个不稀奇啊。
So it should be no surprise that tares appeared in the church.
那这个败子怎么出现的？
How did the tares appear?
我们看到使徒末期的时候已经有了，这个保罗也事先呢，圣灵就告诉他。
Towards the end of the apostolic era, we could see phenomenon like that.
我们先请看使徒行传二十章。
The Holy Spirit also revealed the same thing to Paul.
他很清楚的啊。对以弗所的众长老讲这个事情。
Paul told the Ephesian elders about this very clearly.
因为这一次离开啊，就以后就不再见面了。
That was his final meeting with the elders.
所以特别要告诉他们这件事情。
So he told them this very clearly in Acts 20.
二十九节，二十章二十九节。
Acts 20 verse 29.
所以我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间不爱惜羊群。
For notice that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock.
这是外面进来的豺狼。
These are wolves from outside.
就是你们中间也有人必有人起来说悖谬的话要引诱门徒跟从他们。
Also, from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves.
很清楚对这些以弗所的众长老这样说。
Paul spoke unequivocally to the elders.
要谨慎，豺狼会进来。
Be aware, because wolves will come.
就在我离开之后。
And they will come after my departure.
主耶稣说啊，人家睡觉了，人睡觉了啊，我仇敌就来把败子撒在我们麦子里面。
According to Jesus' parable, the enemy comes when people were sleeping and sowed tares among the wheat.
使徒离去了之后，就是人睡觉的时候。
So after Paul left, that is when people fell asleep.
豺狼仇敌就来了，进到教会里头来。
The wolves and the enemy came into the church.
然后呢，里面自己的，也变了，像犹大也变了。
Also, some men from among the believers also changed.
外面的那一些邪教进来，里面的异端也出现。
So, false religions from outside and heresies from within appeared.
那你想这个教会以后会怎么发展？
So, just imagine how the church could possibly develop under such a situation.
我们就可以了解为什么会进入冬天。
And this helps us understand.Why the church entered into the winter time?
因为保罗这一次啊，就最后一次了，他的工作到这里就要结束了。
This marked the end of Paul's ministry.
所以他回到耶路撒冷就被抓，然后就被送到罗马去了。
Because afterwards, when he arrived in Jerusalem, he was arrested and sent to Rome.
我们觉得这个是末期使徒啊，已经到工作到末期了。
So this was towards the end of the apostolic era.
好，那再看到看看这个事情是不是出现啊？我们看一下这个提摩太前书。
Let's read First Timothy.
提摩太前书第一章。
First Timothy chapter 1.
保罗写特别写信给提摩太。
Paul wrote to Timothy.
第三节。
Verse 3.
说我往马其顿去的时候曾劝你人住在以弗所好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教。
When I went to Macedonia, I urged you to remain in Ephesus that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine.
以弗所已经有人在传异教了，以弗所教会。
Because in Ephesus, people were beginning to preach heresy.
还有里面还有一些人讲这些异端的，也不可以听从那荒谬无凭的话语啊，很无穷的家谱，这一等事只有生辩论，不能发明神在信上所立的章程。
Nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which cause disputes rather than godly edification, which is in faith.
好，那第六节说。
Verse 6.
有人偏离这些真道啊，就凡去讲虚浮的话，想要做教法师，却不明白自己所讲说的、所论定的。
Verses 6 and 7.
教会就已经出现这个事情。
So things like these happened in the church already.
这个还不大紧，还看到第四章。
What is even more? Let us read chapter 4.
第四章第一节。
Verse 1.
这个是保罗说，圣灵明说。 在末后的时候必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
圣灵明说的。
The Spirit expressly says,
这个一定会有啊，怎么可能没有？
This will definitely happen.
啊，果然在使徒末期的时候一一都出现了这些事情。
True enough, all these things began to occur at the end of the apostolic age.
所以彼得要离世以前呢，特别说，这些现在在教会里面这个假师傅啊，已经出现了。
That's why before Peter left the world, he warned the disciples that the false teachers had risen up in the church.
我们看彼得后书第二章。
Let's read 2 Peter chapter 2.
这个一整章都在讲假师傅。
This whole chapter describes the false teachers.
第一节。
Verse 1.
说从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师傅私自引进陷害人的异端，连卖他们的主他们都不承认，自取啊速速的灭亡。
But there are also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction.
这个事先呢，他要离世以前他知道就会有这样的事情。
Before Peter left the world, he knew that was going to happen.
第二节说，将来有许多人呢，不是少数人，有许多人会随从他们。
Verse 2, and many will follow their destructive ways.
这个都是很肯定的话。
Paul spoke in a very definitive way.
这个彼得后书是他离世之前写的。
Second Peter was written before Peter's departure.
他就整章都讲这个假师傅啊。
And he spends the whole chapter on the false prophet.
那再看约翰一书。
Let's also read 1 John.
约翰书第四章。
Chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
保罗说了这个邪灵就来了嘛。说亲爱的弟兄，一切灵你们不可多信，总要试验那灵是出于神的不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
看到第五节。
Verse 5.
说他们是属世界的，所以论世界的事情，世人也听从他们。
They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them.
我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们。
We are of God, he who knows God hears us.
不属神的就不听从我们。
He who is not of God does not hear us.
从此就可以认出真理的灵和谬妄的灵来。
By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
这个就是使徒末期的状况。
This was the condition of the end of the apostolic age.
所以你我们在看到启示录的七教会就不稀奇了。
So we should not be surprised when we read the letters to the seven churches in Revelation.
以无所为中心的亚细亚七教会。
The seven churches were in Asia Minor, around Ephesus.
保罗所建立的教会最完美的就是以弗所亚细亚的教会。
Among the churches that Paul established, the churches in Asia Minor were the best.
亚细亚这七教会啊，就是代表的啊外邦的教会。
Because the seven churches in Asia represented the Gentile churches collectively.
也代表的末世。真教会
，and they also represent the true church in the last days.
告诉我们，末世的真教会是外邦的教会。
This tells us that the church in the last days will be the church of the Gentiles.
那为什么主耶稣没有写信给耶路撒冷教会
？Why did the Lord not reveal or write a letter to the church in Jerusalem？
为什么这个启示录只有写给亚细亚七个教会
？Why only the seven churches in Asia？
应该亚细亚是中心的，他应该写给。这个耶路撒冷的教会才对啊。
Shouldn't Jesus have written a letter to the church in Jerusalem?
不是，写给亚细亚七教会。
No, he wrote only to the churches in Asia.
这个就是保罗啊，在亚细亚的三年的时间呢，他建立一个教会。
Paul spent 3 years in Asia establishing these churches.
代表着外邦的教会。
These churches represent Gentile
churches. 所以你看，末世的真教会就是外邦的教会。
This shows that the church in the end time will also be a Gentile church of the Gentiles.
这个七教会就是一个属神的教会，属神的教会。
The seven churches together are symbolic of the church that belongs to God.
末后真教会就是神的教会。
the church in the end time is the church of God.
那就要听这主耶稣在七封书信里面告诉我们的话。
Therefore, we need to heed the teachings, the words of Christ in the seven letters.
那教会发展到最末后呢，会什么情况？
What will happen when the church reaches the very final stage?
拿七教会来对照。
We can look at the seven letters.
以前只有在台湾看来看去啊，对起来还不会那么清楚。
In the past, when I spent most of my time in Taiwan, I couldn't really grasp the whole picture.
现在教会发展到全世界了，哇，到处看，全世界教会大概都去过了。
But now the church, our church has spread to pretty much the whole world, and I've visited many countries.
我一直都很小心在对照。
And I always carefully makes a comparison.
我看到神的，哎，圣经的话都这么真实，都会应验的。
And I see how truthful the Bible is. All the prophecies will come true.
我们才知道这个是神的计划。
We understand from this that this is the plan of God.
很留意，所以彼得说你们要留意圣经的话。
Therefore, Peter says, pay attention to the words of the scriptures.
我们看一下彼得后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
第三章第一节。
Verse 1.
彼得后书三章一节
2 Peter 3 verse 1
说亲爱的弟兄啊我现在写给你们是第二封信啊
Beloved, I now write to you the second epistle.
这两封信都要提醒你们啊激发你们诚实的心啊
In both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder.
叫你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话和主救主的命令就是使徒所传给你们的
That you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord our Savior, Lord and Savior.
他提醒我们，激发我们的诚实的心，实实在在来纪念圣先知所说的话。
He stirs up our pure minds by way of reminder that we may be mindful of the words spoken by the holy prophets.
因为那是神的计划，他一定会成就的。
These words are the plan of God, and they will come true.
还有救主的命令，就是主耶稣吩咐我们要去做的。
And we must be mindful of the commandment of our Lord Jesus Christ, which we must carry out.
借着使徒啊，他来传给我们。
These have been passed down to us through the apostles.
那就是新约圣经啊。
This is referring to the New Testament.
先知就是旧约圣经啊，旧约圣经的预言应许啊。
And the holy prophets refers to the Old Testament and the
prophets within. 那新约圣经就告诉我们要怎么做啊。
And the New Testament teaches us how to conduct ourselves.
来，怎么来完成神在旧约所计划的。
And how we can carry out the plan which was already laid down in the Old Testament.
好，那现在呢，我们看回这个表。
Let's look at the chart again.
这个圣灵到末后啊，差不多到第一使徒啊，离世最晚的大概是约翰写启示录，大概在主后第一世纪末，就95年的时候。
John was probably the last of the apostles to remain. When he wrote Revelation, it was about 95 AD.
这个早已的工作差不多就结束了。
And that was pretty much the end of the latter reign.
那我们看到第二世纪初的那个教会的。历史的文献关于教会的事情
And when we read the historical documents about the early church
找不到说圣灵的事情
We cannot see any reference to the Holy Spirit
所以我感到很稀奇
So I was quite amazed
为什么这些所谓教父的他们不提圣灵的事情
Why did not the church fathers discuss the Holy Spirit?
因为圣灵已经停降了。
It's because the Holy Spirit stopped coming. Was the Holy Spirit ceased?
那圣灵会停降，就配合教会的不重视圣灵，不祈求圣灵。
And it was due in part to the church's negligence on the importance of the Holy Spirit.
所以亚撒加利亚书第十章那里说啊，第一节说，当春雨的时候，你们要向发闪电的神求雨。
Therefore, in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1, it says, Ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain.
那你不求怎么会有雨?
You have to ask, or else you will not get it.
所以自然就停降了。
So at that time, the rain stopped.
当然根本原因就是道理啊，已经 变了。
And the fundamental reason was that the truth has been changed.
异端邪教已经把教会啊弄得都变了。
False religions and doctrines, completely destroyed the truth.
虽然进第二世纪开始，以教会啊啊逼迫以后，反倒发展起来。
And after the great persecution in the second century, the church actually prospered.
外体是发展的没有错。
Superficially, the church was growing.
但它变质了。
But the church had already changed in substance.
芥菜长大又变成树了。
This was like a small mustard seed growing into a tree.
因此飞鸟就来了。
And the birds of the air came and nested under
the tree. 利用这一棵树了。
And the birds will take advantage of this tree.
它要筑巢啊。
They nest in the tree.
政教合一，政治利用宗教。
So the politics and religion combined.
如果还有圣灵，可能吗？
How is it possible that the Holy Spirit still remains?
不可能有这样的事情。
No, it's not possible.
这个是芥菜种的比喻。
So this is the fulfillment of the parable of the mustard seed.
所以这个圣灵停教，我们看以赛亚书第五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 5.
以赛亚书第五章。
Isaiah chapter 5.
我们刚刚学习过的啊。以赛亚书第五章第三节开始。
Isaiah chapter 5 verses 3 and onwards.
我们从第四节来看哈。
Let's read verse 4 rather.
说我为我的葡萄园所做之外，还有什么可做的呢？我指望结好葡萄，怎么结的那些野葡萄呢？第五节。
Five.
说现在我告诉你们，我要向我的葡萄园怎么行？我必撤去篱笆。使他们被吞灭，拆毁墙垣，使他们被践踏。这个明显就是王国啊，这个圣殿被毁嘛，两件事情。
This is a reference to the destruction of the kingdom and the temple.
哦，第六节。
Verse six.
这是圣灵停教嘛
？This is reference to.
说我必使地荒废，不再修理，不再除刨，荆棘棘藜倒要生长。我也必命云不降雨在其上，很清楚了，荒凉了。
This is a reference to the ceasing of the Holy Spirit.
所以
a period of desolation.
说耶利米说地啊，要圣地啊，要荒凉七十年。
According to Jeremiah, the Holy Land will be desolate for 70 years.
七十年代表一个很长的时期。
Which is a very long time.
七年就是一个完整的时期。
7 years would represent a complete.
七再乘以十，嚯，这个相当长的一个时期。
But 7 times 10 is a very long period.
今天我们知道多少时间呢？到1800年。
It's been 1800 years.
不稀奇吧
？It's not surprising.
因为使徒的工作啊，不到就是第一世纪，没有很短，时间很短。
The period of the apostolic age was very short.
就进入了这个时期啊。
And it entered into this period of desolation.
经过一个其实很长的一段时间。
After 70 years, which is symbolic of a very long time.
春天来到了。
Then the spring rain finally came.
春雨降临。
The spring rain fell on the earth.
那这个教会这一代总这样开始以后便全团发起来这个面校，全团发了，整个都找不到什么了。全部都化掉了。
Eventually, the church grew like leaven.
那今天天主教的信仰，你看看，跟圣经对照一下。
When you compare Catholic doctrines with the teachings in the Bible,
全化了。
You see that it has completely changed.
第三世纪啊，就化掉了。
In fact, the leaven had already worked through the church since the 3rd century.
那个已经成为天主教了。
And that was the Roman Catholic Church.
好，那么到了晚雨圣灵降临了，就是春雨圣灵来了。
And in the end, the latter rain, and the Holy Spirit of the latter rain came.
春雨圣灵来就找到地里啊，埋藏在地里面人看不到的宝贝。
And at this time, people can find the hidden treasure.
我们看马太福音十三章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章这里。主耶稣讲到七个比喻啊。
Here the Lord Jesus speaks of seven parables.
44节啊，这里就是找到宝贝。
Verse 44 is the parable of finding the treasure.
这是人去遇见的。
This man found this treasure.
因为这个宝贝是藏在地里头。
Yeah, this treasure was hidden in the field.
没有圣灵来，你是看不见的。
Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot see the treasure.
所以圣灵来了以后，明白，才启示，打开来，让你知道，以前使徒们藏在地里面的，种在地里面的这个种子，在这里。
It is only through the revelation of the Holy Spirit that we can unearth the treasures of the apostolic era.
今天我们真教会这些得救的真理从哪里来的？
Where does the teaching of salvation in the true Jesus Church come from?
从圣灵来的。
It comes from the Holy Spirit.
不是从任何一个人来的。
Not from any individual.
是从圣灵启示来的。
It was through the Holy Spirit's revelation.
然后找到圣经里面，以前保罗他们所传的就是这样子。
And when we compare this to the teachings of the apostles, we see that they coincide.
所以就变卖一切，来买这一块地了。
And when we find this treasure, we need to sell everything we have.
这个是藏着真理的地。
To buy that field. And this field contains the truth.
就是真教会嘛。
This field is the true church.
就是神的田地嘛。
It is the field of God.
然后呢，又做买卖，开始做买卖，做买卖有生意的人呢。
And then there's a parable about the merchant.
又遇见一颗珠子，怎么有这样宝贝，一颗珠子，这么宝贵的珠子。
This merchant found one pearl of great price.
只有一颗。
There's only one pearl.
圣灵只有一个。
There's only one Holy Spirit.
所以开始很多都是从外教会，只有在台湾嘛，在大陆嘛，大多数是从那些本来是长老会的，这个教会的。
So initially in China and Taiwan, many other Christians from other denominations came to our church.
都听到这个圣灵的信息啊。
They came because they heard about the Holy Spirit.
都是从圣灵来的。
And they came because of the Holy Spirit.
有一个教会说有圣灵。
They heard that in the church there was a Holy Spirit.
跟使徒一样说方言。
And the members speak in tongues like the apostles.
去看看。
So they came and wanted to see this church.
有些人来看就受圣灵。Some
people came and received the Holy Spirit, even though they just wanted to check it out.
很奇妙，那圣灵的工作非常明显，非常活泼。At
that time, the work of the Holy Spirit was so powerful.
还有想要来找麻烦的。Some
people came with the intention to challenge our beliefs.
传道在讲道，他。 真的，后面那里啊，抱着这样看。
And so they would come into the chapel, sit in the back, listen to the sermon with their arms folded.
听了一顿水，手放下来。
After a while, they let go of their arms.
再一下子，跑到椅子那边坐下。
And then they sit towards the front.
祷告时的跪下去受圣灵。
And then they finally knelt down to pray and receive the Holy Spirit.
那初期那个圣灵的工作，真的非常奇妙，看到神，真是神。 在工作的，不是人。The
work of the Holy Spirit in the early period was very prominent.
回去就做见证，马上很多人来。And
when these people went back to their churches to testify about their experience, many people came.
牧师就着急了。So
their pastors panicked.
开始说，那个是怎么样，一直讲毁谤的话。Then
they started to slander our church.
信徒没有听过，很稀奇，我们去看看。And
the believers became even more curious and wanted to check us out.
一看就受圣灵，就信，哇，那怎么得了？
And the more they came, the more they received the Holy Spirit.
就说一样了，同样都信耶稣，一样。
So those pastors kept saying, "We're all the same. We all believe in Jesus."
马上改口说，一样都是信耶稣的。They
quickly changed their tone and said, "We're all Christians."
不用看了，这个一样。
You don't need to go there. We're all the same.
都骗人的这个。
They were lying.
所以说，今天我们这个真教会很奇妙。
The true Jesus Church is very marvelous.
这个圣灵的工作非常的活泼。
The work of the Holy Spirit was very active.
因为找到这个珠子太宝贵了。These
people found the true, the precious pearl.
我们初期的教会几乎就是传这两样。And
our early church emphasized these two a lot.
就是真理跟圣灵。Truth
and Holy Spirit.
那所谓真理就是我们找到了这些宝贝了。And
the truth is what the treasure symbolizes.
也就是现在我们所谓的这五大教义。
And in particular, our five basic teachings,
doctrines.
Those are the foundation of the true church.
哦, 那更明显就是 圣灵了。And
what is even more obvious is the Holy Spirit.
哎, 这个就是我们真教开始的时候。
This was how our church began.
哦, 现在啊, 到现在已经建立起来啊, 从这个开始建立复兴起来之后,
And after the church was established and prospered,
复兴使徒的真教会。
We revived the apostolic church.
那这个根基建立起来以后, 那就要去, 啊, 接下去第47节这里。
And after that, we go into the next parable in verse
47. 就要去做撒网的工作。
Our job is to cast net, drag net.
我们做了撒网是什么意思了?
We know what that means.
使徒这个, 呃, 圣灵的时候是撒种, 撒种的工作。
Receiving the Holy Spirit is the work of sowing seeds.
那现在呢, 是要撒网的工作。
And now it is time to cast the net.
要把万民网住, 万民。
We are to gather in all nations.
各样的水族, 全部都给他网, 啊,
we are supposed to gather every kind of sea, every kind of fish.
这个就是主耶稣了, 这个福音呢, 得救的福音呢。 天国为要传遍天下，向万民做见证。这个就是王，这个见证的王呢，要把全民网住。
As our Lord Jesus Christ said, the gospel of this kingdom must be preached to all peoples. This is the casting of the dragnet and gathering of all fishes.
这就是我们今天呢要去完成的工作。
And this is our mission.
好，这个就是从旧约神的国和圣殿，我们来对照。
This is an overall picture of the current situation and the Old Testament
configuration.
Please turn to Amos.
Amos chapter 9,
verse
11.
This is This is a prophecy about rebuilding the temple in the end time.
说到那一天呢, 神亲自要来重建大卫倒塌的帐幕。
On that day, the Lord himself will raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down.
要堵住那些破的地方。
He will repair its damages.
要把破坏的重新建立起来。
He will raise up its ruins.
重新修建, 像古时一样。
And rebuild it as in the days of old.
如果是所谓门的圣殿呢, 就不一样。
If this was talking about Solomon's temple, then it would be very different.
所以原来的根基没有错, 可是盖起来啊, 没有所罗门那个时代那么宏伟。
Actually, the rebuilding of the temple on top of Solomon's foundation was not as grand as the original temple.
这个要像古时一样, 就是 幕后的真教会要跟始祖时代教会完全一样的。
However, the Bible tells us that the church in the latter days will be the same as the apostolic church.
因为真理只有一世, 不能改变的。
The truth is one, it cannot be changed.
这个就是我们幕后真教会啊。
This is the church of the end time.
那这个教会跟神的国圣殿, 啊, 跟就是预表现在, 啊, 神的国教会,
The kingdom and the temple in the past prefigured the church.
我们可以看以弗所书第二章。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
这18节说圣灵带我们回到神的面前来。
Verse 18 tells us that through him we have access by one spirit to the Father.
好, 19节,
19.
这样你们就不再做外人的客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
圣徒的国就是以色列人呢。
The citizens,
神的选民呢?
The saints are the chosen people of God.
好, 20节,
Verse 20.
好, 并且还要被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
啊, 有耶稣基督自己为房角石。
Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
啊, 各房联络的合适, 渐渐成为主的圣殿。
in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
圣徒的国, 圣殿,
the kingdom of the saints is the temple.
就是教会啊,
and that is also the church.
好, 所以说我们这一对照, 啊, 就很清楚了。
So when we make such comparisons, everything becomes clear.
那接下来, 我们看到第, 第三段。
Let's now look at the third section.
现在我们要详细说, 重建圣殿的事情, 跟末后真教会复兴的再来做对照就更细了,
Now we will go even a step further and make detailed comparisons between the rebuilding of the temple and the revival of the Latter-day Church.
连这个细部都那么准了，那你就不能不相信哈。
If these two coincide even in the smallest details, then you cannot but believe that our church is true.
你就会真的满心相信说，哦，神的计划怎么这么厉害啊？
And you will be amazed at God's plan.
我们先看到这个圣殿的重建。
Let's look at the rebuilding of the temple.
圣殿重建记载以斯拉记。
This is recorded in Ezra.
所以从以斯拉记啊, 啊, 前面这个圣殿的重建来, 啊, 对照末后真教会。
So we'll now compare the rebuilding of the temple and the Latter-day Church.
我们先看以斯拉记。
Let's read Ezra.
这个以斯拉记第一章
Ezra chapter 1
以斯拉记第一章 我们先看第一节
Chapter 1 verse 1
第一节这里神未来要应验先知所说的话就是神的计划
To fulfill the words of Jeremiah the prophet which was the plan of God
按照他事先所计划所拣选的古列王要来完成这件事情
The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, the king of Persia, to accomplish this work.
所以神就开始动工了, 神怎么样动工?
God began the work. How did he do it?
神在人的心中动工。
He started the work through the hearts of men.
你看神不动工, 人动不了了。
If God doesn't move, man cannot move.
所以我们看神动工在先。
So God's movement comes first.
所以这个是神的工作，现在要记住啊，这个是救赎的工作，传福音的工作，这是神的工作。
Let's remember that the work of preaching the gospel and the work of redemption is the work of God.
主耶稣要来成全救恩了，他说这个是天父的工作。
Our Lord Jesus Christ came to accomplish the work of God, and He said, "This is the work of my Father."
所以他很清楚的对犹太人说，哦，我父做工，我也做工。
That's why he told the Jews, as the Father works, I work also.
我凭自己不能做什么?
I cannot do anything on my own.
我有看到父做什么? 啊, 父所做的, 那子也照样做。
And the Son carries out whatever he sees the Father does.
天父在那里做工。
So the Father was working.
在主耶稣里面, 心里面。
Oh, I'm sorry. Where was the Father working? He was working in the heart of Jesus.
所以主耶稣说，啊，不是我做的，是天父在我里面做他自己的工。
That is why the Lord Jesus said, "It is not I who carried out the work; it is the Father who works through me."
这样我们就会很清楚了。
So this becomes clear to us.
千万不要认为是自己的做工。
Let's not ever think that we are doing our work.
保罗说，今我们是与神同工的。
Paul says, "We are co-workers with God."
我们人能做什么？不要想，耶稣都不敢说我能做什么，那我们敢吗？
If our Lord Jesus even dare not say that he was doing his work, how can we say that we are doing our work?
所以我们看清楚了，这个重建圣殿是谁做工？
So we can see from this passage in Ezra who was doing the work.
几百年前就预先拣选古列王。
Even hundreds of years before this time, God had already chosen Cyrus.
到时候呢，真的打开这个铁门，打门欢迎他进来做王。他得到这个巴比伦国，是一夜之间就得到了。
And overnight, this king of Persia attacked the city of Babylon and took it.
所以他很清楚啊，这个神，这个国度，天下是神赐给我的。
So he knew very well that it was the Lord who had given him the whole earth.
一上任之后呢，马上激动他的心，说：“你赶快，我吩咐你的事情，赶快做。”
And as soon as he sat on the throne, God's Spirit stirred his heart to carry out the work he was supposed to do.
他马上下达命令通告全国。
So immediately he issued a decree to all the kingdom.
看第五节。
To the whole kingdom. Let's read verse 5.
第五节这个命令一下来呢, 这些犹大人呢, 便利亚民族的族长啊, 祭司啊, 立位人一切, 所有的, 被神的灵激动的,被神激动他心的人,都起来,要上耶路撒冷去重建神的殿。
When the decree came down, the heads of the fathers' houses, Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, with all those spirits, all whose spirits God had moved, arose to go up to build the house of the Lord.
谁回去重建神的殿?
Who returned to build the house of the Lord?
被神激动他心的人。
Those whose spirits God had moved.
所以谁在工作?
Who was working?
神在工作啊,
God was doing the work.
那些没有被激动的, 根本不会有动静啊, 他,
Those whose hearts were not moved did not move.
哎, 他不会起来啊,
they didn't get up.
他不会回去啊,
they didn't go back.
那么辛苦, 路途那么远,
because it was a difficult journey.
我在这里已经是生活得这么舒服了,
they rather remained where they were.
住了70年, 有些人已经是很不错了, 发达了,
some of these remnants enjoyed being in that land after 70 years.
回去什么都没有, 路途又那么远,
if they went back to their homeland, they would lose all, everything they had, and it was a very hard journey.
70年习惯了, 我都在这里出生的,
after 70 years, many of them got used to it, and some of them were even born in the foreign land.
但是被神的灵激动了, 他就起来了, 他就不管三七二十一了。
However, those whose spirits were moved by God just got up.
所以就成了一个队伍啊,
and they formed, formed together into a team.
所以就第二章才有这些动员起来的人，哇，这个队伍相当大。
And so in chapter 2, we read the names of these people. It was a rather large group.
所以这里写到是动，第一个就是动心，第一章啊，就告诉我们神动工了，神动工。
So the first step was, as stated in the charts, the hearts were moved.
然后人才动起来，第二章就人动起来。
God moved people's heart, and in chapter 2, the people began to move.
现在我们看这个腓立比书第一章啊。Let's
turn to Philippians, chapter
1. 保罗他也很清楚这个事情。Paul
was very much aware of this truth.
是谁在做工。He
knew who it was that did the work.
他看到腓立比教会啊，大家那么同心在传福音。
He saw how the Philippians worked in unity for the sake of the gospel.
这个腓立比教会啊，对外啊，传福音的工作啊，非常同心。
The Philippians were extremely united in the work of preaching.
不过对内还有一些小毛病。
Although they had some minor glitches internally.
所以第二章就告诉他们说，对内也要这样同心就好了。
That's why in chapter 2, Paul exhorts them to also show the same unity
within.
That's why he encouraged them to show the same unity towards one another. Then the church will be perfect.
那为什么他们会这么同心?
Why were they so united?
第六节啊,
verse 6 of chapter 1.
说我深信了,那在你们心里 动了善功的,必成全这个功,一直到耶稣基督的日子。
Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
哇,一直到耶稣基督的日子,那就是我们了。
The day of Jesus Christ, that is our present time.
那这个话明明是写给我们看的吧?
So this is written for us.
今天我们就是,让神在我们心里动善功。
So today, God has begun a good work in us.
我们才能做工啊,
and that is why we are working.
那当神在你心里动工的时候, 你会不知道吗?
And if God works in your heart, you will know.
有些人我不知道要做什么。
Some people say, I don't know what I can do.
哎, 那主耶稣明明说, 看见, 我看见父做什么, 我就做什么啊。
But hasn't Jesus said, I do what I see the Father does?
你想耶稣怎么看呢?
How did Jesus see what the Father 他怎么看, was doing?
我们就怎么看, 一样的, 没有什么两样。
Just as Jesus saw what the Father was doing, we can also see what God wants us to do.
所以到最后他就对门徒讲那个话很白了,很直接了,说不是我做,你们不要误会,不是我做的,我对你们说话,那不是我说的。
So Jesus was very clear to the disciples, to the people, it is not I who do these things.
是天父在我里面做他自己的事情啊。
It is the Father, the Heavenly Father, who does his work in me.
这样还不够清楚吗？
Can it be any clearer?
圣经一看就是这么清楚，一样的。
And this is the same teaching in the Bible.
所以是神在我们心里动善功，大家都很清楚，我们要回去耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
It was God who moved the people to begin the good works. That's why they all rose up as one and returned to the homeland to rebuild the temple.
所以当他们回到耶路撒冷的时候啊，他说聚在耶路撒冷啊，如同一人。
And the scripture tells us that when they returned to Jerusalem, they gathered together as one man.
你看，那么多人如同一人。
Despite their great number, they were as one man.
这个不是圣灵赐给他们合而为一的心吗？
Isn't this the spirit of unity from God?
那今天呢，以弗所书告诉我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐给我们合而为一的心，如同一人。
And Ephesians tells us that we need to make every effort, we need to endeavor to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace.
我们要重建圣殿，要完成神托付的使命。
So we need to rebuild the temple in order to accomplish the mission entrusted to us by God.
所以今天呢，我们要看清楚神的工作。
So today, let us see God's work clearly.
很清楚，神在我心里在做什么工。
Let us be very keenly aware of the work that God has begun in us.
然后按照这个，按照神的旨意起来，大家都一样，没有两样的。
So let us surrender to God's good will and let us rise up as one man.
教会一定是非常同心的，你试试看看。
The church will definitely be very united.
如果人的意见呢，哇，那就惨了。
If we rely on human methods and will, then we're in trouble.
五个指头没有两个像一样的。
If you look at your fingers, no two fingers are alike.
哪一个做标准？
So which one is the best one or the standard?
大家妥协啊，来讨论啊。
So you have to compromise.
好了好了，综合好了。
Then you have to come to a consensus.
可是那不是神的旨意啊。
However, that is not God's will.
弄到最后啊，你有累，我有累，大家有累，休息了。
After a lot of conflict, everybody gets tired and stop working.
好。